Rockies and the Dodgers on Tuesday. Kyle Freeland would have a lead before ever throwing a pitch, thanks to the exploits of Nolan Arenado.
Nolan Arenado stepping in at 327 with four home runs and eight runs batted in. Final seven games from last year, and there's a fly ball deep to left field. On its way and gone. Nolan Arenado, a two-run shot. His fifth of the year, now has 10 RBIs, and the Rockies have a quick 2-0 lead. Blackman is now 14 for 58. That's a 246 clip. And the 0-1 on the way. A ball slowly hit up the right side. And Ryu flips it to Gonzalez, who catches it with his bare hand against his right shoulder for the ugliest looking beautiful play. One out and nobody on in the third. Trevor Story was quite the story last year. He had 27 home runs in under 100 games, but injuries took him out of the mix. And the 1-0. There's a fly ball to left field, and that baby is long gone. Jet propelled, well back, about 20 rows into the left field pavilion. Story makes it 3-0. Now Arenado, one ball and one strike. Ryu, his 81st pitch. There's a fly ball to left field. Happy homecoming for Nolan Arenado, who hits another one out. Second home run of the night, and along with the double, he's 3 for 3, and the Rockies lead 4-1, and that's his 11th career two-home run game. Two on, two out, two in, bottom of the ninth, Rockies 4-3. Gonzalez grounds it to short this 11th. Story steps on the bag, and the inning and the game is over. Dodgers with a feisty comeback in the bottom of the ninth, come up a run short. For the Rockies, 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They left 5. The Dodgers, 3 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 12.
Rockies hang on to win it 4-3, despite going just 1-for-4 with runners in scoring position, compared to the Dodgers' 5-for-15 effort in that department. But the Dodgers did leave a dozen runners on base. Following a 4-3 setback to the Rockies on Tuesday night, the reigning NL West champion Dodgers are just 7-8 so far in the early going of 2017. Here is Dodgers skipper Dave Roberts.
Obviously, Nolan is their best player, and he tried to come in with a fastball, and it leaked back and was down, and that's his nitro zone, and he put a good swing on it. And Story, again, missed in the middle of the plate. Very good fastball hitter. Tried to elevate, missed down. And the same thing with Arenado again. So if we would have eliminated the slug, then you know he pitched a heck of a ball game. He really did, and gave us the much needed length that we were looking for. But ultimately, it's about winning baseball games. And you know Ryu, he'll be fine. They were good in the ninth inning, and you know our guys aren't going to lay down. We're going to keep competing, and you know starting off with Chase, good at bat, and we. You know, found ways to find some outfield grass and, you know, put some things together. And I thought Yasiel got to put a good swing on that ball. And, you know, we were hoping. But, you know, Holland over there is a good closer. So it was good to see us stress him a little bit and put some fight out there. There was a little bit of an exhale with Corey, I think. You know, I think he punched 6 in a row. And I don't know if he's ever done that in his life. But, you know, to get that good at bat, to get the base on balls and then, you know, find some outfield grass right there. I think that was good for him.
Clayton Kershaw battles Tyler Anderson coming up on Wednesday.